man. This is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program number 132 in a series of 260 broadcasts, dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. We follow the same format of the great Frank Fitzsimmons historical series, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, remembering the horse trading over the Asheville-Hendersonville Airport. Prior to 1960, if you flew into western North Carolina, you landed at the Asheville-Hendersonville Airport. This original airport was located to the east of Fletcher and had been built largely with federal funds to accommodate the early aircraft of such lines as Pennsylvania Central. And even after the war, the port offered very little limited service by commercial lines. During World War II, the airport was leased to the Army Air Corps for the duration of the war plus 6 months. The lease was signed by the Asheville Airport Authority and the Hendersonville and Henderson County Commissioners. Terms, $1 a year, and the Air Corps would leave all improvements made. In its heyday, the A&H Airport, which was its official name, there were three runways laid out basically in the shape of a letter A. The runways were paved, and there was lighting of sort for nighttime use. However, the longest of the three runways was only 4,000 feet, and there was virtually no hope of extending any runway because of small mountains on the sides. In the heat of the summer, a super-loaded Old Faithful DC-3 would have to really gun it to be sure of being fast enough to take off to clear those small mountains. Asheville Airport authorities began looking for a better site, which would be vital if the port was to offer regional service. One only has to glance at a topographic map to see the problem. Most of the broad, fertile French Broad Valley lies in Henderson County, and there would have to be some sort of mutual agreement between the city of Asheville and Henderson County if the Asheville Airport Authority was to succeed in relocating a bigger airport altogether. Even by locating the start of the runways at the extreme north end of the valley in Buncombe County, ultimate runway length would require extending the facility into Henderson County. Now, Asheville wanted two things when hard-nosed negotiations got underway in 1959. They wanted the city of Asheville to have total jurisdiction and taxing authority over the new airport. Now, Henderson County was willing to give Asheville police jurisdiction, but Henderson County wanted the use of Henderson County deputy sheriffs. The city of Asheville also wanted the name change to Asheville Regional Airport, with no inclusion of the name Hendersonville in the station designation. Well, the battle raged between the two cities and counties, and Representative J.Y. Jordan of Asheville even had a bill before the House Committee on Local Government, which would simply have transferred total jurisdiction over the entire new airport to the city of Asheville. Hendersonville and Henderson County had already agreed to transfer their minor interest in the old airport to the city of Asheville to encourage Asheville to build the new airport. But at the last minute, the substantial Henderson County delegation that had gone to Raleigh, led by Representative Boyce Whitmire, pulled from their trading sack one last big offer. "We'll give to the city of Asheville absolute and total jurisdiction over the new airport if the city of Asheville and Buncombe County will deed to Henderson County total ownership of the old A&H Airport." The Asheville delegation quickly agreed, and the legislation moved through the General Assembly in June of 1959. Now let's examine as to who benefited and how over these past 36 years. Henderson County established an industrial park on the site of the old A&H Airport, and today Steelcase operates a manufacturing center for wooden office furniture in the park. That building covers 800,000 square feet. Ralph Wilson Art has a manufacturing plant that covers 300,000 square feet. The Eaton Corporation plant covers 100,000 square feet. White Industries and other storage facilities complete the development of the park. That's almost 27 acres of finished manufacturing facilities under one roof, with between 1,900 and 2,000 full-time employees with jobs where the old Asheville-Hendersonville Airport used to be. And all this property is taxable to the county. As for Asheville, over the past several years, they have totally remodeled and enlarged the airport facility. They have just completed improvements which will facilitate the handling of planes as large as 757s. Runways have been extended from the old 4,000-foot length at A&H to 8,000 feet plus at the Asheville Regional Airport, and total repaving of the runways will be accomplished this summer. Asheville Regional Airport can park 870 cars, offering both long-term and handicap storage. I'd say offhand, when cooler heads prevailed in Raleigh in June of 1959, and little horse trading took place between Henderson County and the city of Asheville, both sides came out smelling like a rose. A pleasant recollection of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.